My brothers and sisters in Christ, it was a very long gospel. You made it through it. Good job. I wanted to read the short one, but Deacon Randy insisted, no, we have to have the whole gospel. So that's not true. I didn't want you to miss out on this story from the Gospel of St. Luke, because this is actually the only of the four gospels that tells this the incredible story, one of the greatest stories in all of Christianity, the story of the prodigal son. And it's so important for us to dive into this story as much as we can, to go back to it often, and to think about the so many lessons that Jesus is trying to teach us, powerful truths for us to live our daily lives by, without which we cannot enter into heaven, and so how important they are. We find this sinful, disobedient, selfish son in the midst of a swine farm. I don't know if you've ever smelled a pig pen before, but it ain't pretty. It's nasty. And if you ever smelled it, you would say, I've never eaten anything that comes out of there ever in my life, except bacon. Because that comes from there. But he's sitting there in the midst of this, because pigs, they're supposed to be clean animals, but you would never know that by smelling them, by looking at them wallowing in the mud, and because they're dangerous, really. They're really a dangerous animal. If you see them out in the wild, the hogs out in the wild, they can easily kill you. And so to have this son of Israel in a pig pen, looking up at a pig and wishing that he was as lucky as the pig, because the pig had something to eat and he didn't, is a very intriguing story to the people of Israel who'd had nothing to do with pigs. Everybody could relate to what Jesus was saying. The sinners and the tax collectors are drawing near to Jesus, and he had something to say to them. And so Jesus reveals to us in this bad son that he knows about sin. Jesus knows our sins. There's no sin that we have that can be hidden, so you know that. So the devil doesn't convince you of that. A lot of times we think, well, maybe if I just don't say anything about sin, or if I hide it good enough, then God won't know about it. He knows. And that's why Jesus draws close to the sinners. He knows they need him. And so in this son, he's given an amazing grace as he's laying, maybe, or just working with these pigs after all of his sins. He's given an incredible grace. It says six words: coming to his senses, he thought. The gift of thought was given to him, a grace. And he's thought about what? His father. Not really even about his father, but just about his father's servants. They have it better than I do. Way better. Maybe I can go back and be one of his servants. So the grace to return to his father is given to us. In Christianity, as faithful followers of Christ, we know, like this prodigal son, if we're in sin, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what the sin is. There is always a way back to Christ. There is always a way back to Christ. But we have to come to him. He rehearses. He examines his conscience. What am I going to say to my father when I go? I will tell him, I've sinned against you and against God. Secondly, we have to look at this father and realize, in my own view, my own prayers around this father, I cannot think of a better image of our Father in heaven. The God who made us and who actually cares for us. This father, even though his son smells like pigs, and he knows that he's been as selfish and as sinful as you and I can imagine, He runs out and he hugs him. Did you notice before he even says anything? The son hasn't even made his confession. And more than that, what did it say? It said that even before he came, his father could see him a long way off. Don't forget that about your Father in heaven. Your Father in heaven is looking out to you, wherever you are. He's looking for you. Probably even before you come back, he's thinking, how can I have them back? You parents who have children who have strayed away, you know what this father was doing, looking for your children to come back. Here we have a true image of God, the Father, looking for us to come back, running out to embrace us, not even letting him finish and say, treat me as one of your servants. He didn't even get to say that. His father wouldn't even hear that. He wanted him back, full into his home, fully back in his home. And then lastly, that third son. For those of us that have had the grace to come to confession again and again and again and are able to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist Sunday after Sunday, maybe weekday after weekday, for those of us who are able to be close to the Father, Jesus tells us about the older son. This older son, he refused to come into the house, which is a sign of his refusal to forgive. Jesus put it very clearly in the Our Father. Father, forgive us only in as much as we are willing to forgive those who have sinned against us. We have to be willing to let God take care of those people in our lives who are problems. One of the great wonders in my life is how this older son was able to spend so much time with such a great father, and he didn't know how to love his brother. His father must have been continually doting on him, continually showing him good gifts. But the older son found reason even to turn against his father and refused to go into the party. What is that refusal? That refusal to forgive his brother is a refusal to enter into heaven. My brothers and sisters, every single one of us can be the prodigal son. We have turned away from God. Raise your hand if you've never committed a sin in your life. Okay, no, don't raise your hand. A couple, only three, okay? We have three saints in here. Every one of us can relate to the prodigal son. Only the Blessed Mother can raise her hand. But all of us have been forgiven through our baptism, and whenever we come to the sacrament of confession, our souls are made as beautiful and white as they were on the day of our baptism. But the challenge from a third son to us is this. Are we willing to again forgive one another? To not hold those grievances against one another. It's a hard job. We just have to let the Father take care of it. He knows what he's doing. He knows his son smells like a pig. But our Father in heaven will take care of it. Trust your cares to him, those people that you're worrying about, and be willing to forgive again and again and again. You're not going to do more forgiving than God. Let God take care of it. Then you'll begin to live that life of mercy. Life of mercy. You see, St. Paul, he was even willing to say his own sins. You essentially heard the confession of St. Paul today. Did you see that? I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, an arrogant man, but I have been treated mercifully. This has to be our words. We've done what is wrong. We've been forgiven. Let's be the first ones to forgive those who sin against us. This is what Jesus did from the cross. Father, forgive them. Let's prepare our hearts now to receive our merciful Savior in this Holy Eucharist.